For soft water shampooing, use Tony Cream Shampoo. Even in the hardest water, Tony Cream Shampoo.
Yes, even in the hardest water, Tony Cream Shampoo gives soft water shampooing that rinses away dandruff instantly, leaves hair so soft, so smooth, so shining clean. Today, bring out the sparkling beauty of your hair with soft water shampooing. Get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart.
Said a certain young lady named Tess, "My hair once was straight and a mess. But now all the girls envy my lovely curls. And the secret? I'll just let you guess."
That's an easy secret to guess, because everywhere you go, you hear girls talking about their Tony Home Permanents. And no wonder. A Tony wave lasts just as long as a $15 beauty shop wave and is guaranteed to look more natural than any wave you've ever had. Guaranteed or your money back. Today, get the Tony kit complete with plastic curlers for $2 and give yourself a lovely, long-lasting Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look.
T-O-N-I, Tony.
And now, this is Nora Drake. Nora Drake saw a peculiar terror. A strange kind of fear suddenly filled Suzanne's eyes. Yes, those unusually large, deep-set eyes that looked even larger in that tiny face hardly seemed to belong to a girl of 17. But then Nora remembered that Suzanne Turi was no ordinary girl. As Charles Dobbs, who now stood by her side, had told her, she was a refugee, a displaced person, who'd seen a great deal of suffering. And today, when Charles Dobbs came to the girl's apartment and offered to take her and Nora to lunch, Suzanne suddenly refused. To Nora, her action was extremely puzzling. For a moment before, she had decided to go to lunch with Nora. Now, Nora turns to Suzanne and says,
Wait a moment, Suzanne. I came here to take you out.
I know, and it's very kind of you, Nora, and I thank you, but you go with Mr. Dobbs.
Well, what about you, Suzanne?
I will stay here.
Suzanne, I...
Please, I will be happier here. I told you I didn't want to go before. I like it here. Don't worry about me if I'm alone. I like that, too. I like that best. So you both go, please. It will be better that way. It will be so much nicer without me. So you take her arm, Mr. Dobbs, and go. Please go.
Suzanne, we can't go like this.
Why not? It will be best for everyone.
Now look, Suzanne, you and Nora seem to be getting along fine. I heard you playing for her when I rang the bell. Well, somehow I've got a feeling that this is my fault. You acted strangely from the moment I came in.
Oh, your fault? How silly. No, it is not your fault, Mr. Dobbs. It is not his fault, is it, Nora? It's no one's fault. Perhaps it's my fault. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to be unpleasant, only sometimes I cannot help how I feel. You are both looking at me. You are both worried about me. I do not want that. It's so simple. You and Nora would be happy if you go out, and I would be happy to stay here.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Suzanne. Neither of us will be happy to go without you. Suzanne, a few minutes ago you told me to take your hand and laugh if you said something foolish. Well, Suzanne...
No, don't touch me.
Suzanne...
What do you want from me? Is it so much to ask to be left alone? I need to be by myself. I can't think, I can't breathe with people around me. Go, please go. If you wish to be kind, truly kind, please go.
Nora, I think we'd better leave.
Charles.
She'll be all right. Won't you, Suzanne?
Yes, yes. I'll be all right, Mr. Dobbs.
Come, Nora.
I still don't think it's right to leave her alone in there.
Oh, don't worry. She won't be alone for long. As soon as she has a chance to calm down, I want you to go in and talk to her. Try to find out what's bothering her.
All right.
You know, Nora, I don't understand her. I don't understand her at all. She wasn't always like this.
No? What was she like when you met her?
Well, the thing that impressed me most about her was her capacity for a kind of gaiety. Well, I knew she'd been through an awful lot, but, well, she never talked about it. She seemed to find a certain amount of joy, a certain amount of laughter and everything. Not that she wasn't serious or deeply affected by what happened to her, but, well, the thing that was so heartening was her courage. Her rather touching determination to make the most of life.
Mm, I know. That's what made me admire her. When did she seem to change?
Only recently.
What brought it on?
I wish I knew.
Maybe some of those dreadful experiences she went through caught up with her. Living in a concentration camp is something you can't easily forget or dismiss.
Shh. Wait a moment.
What is it?
I thought I heard her crying.
Oh, well, I think I'd better go back then.
No, wait a moment. Oh, she's playing.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, now is the time to go in.
All right.
Oh, no, don't knock. Just try the door. It may be open.
Yes, it is open.
Nora, I'll wait in front of the house. Perhaps it's best not to let her know that I'm here.
I understand. Oh, Nora. Go on playing, Suzanne, please. Dobbs? I didn't feel like going to lunch with him just now. We called it off.
You shouldn't have done that.
I wanted to.
Because of me?
Because I wanted to see you.
It's very kind, but you didn't have to do that.
Do you want me to leave?
No.
I won't.
Do you forgive me?
For what?
What I did before.
Of course.
I've been trying to think why I did it. Perhaps it is my mother.
Your mother?
Didn't Mr. Dobbs tell you about her?
No.
For 4 years I have not heard from her. He's been trying to find her for me. Nora?
Yes?
Mr. Dobbs, you love him.
Love him?
Yes. He loves you.
Suzanne.
I know.
No, Suzanne, you don't know. Suzanne, look at me.
Yes?
Mr. Dobbs is only a friend of mine.
A friend?
Well, yes.
You are telling me the truth?
Yes, Suzanne.
Perhaps he's a friend now, but later he may...
No, Suzanne.
But you are in love. I know you are in love. I can see. You are falling in love with Mr. Dobbs.
No. No, there is someone I may be in love with, but it's not Mr. Dobbs.
Not Mr. Dobbs? Oh, Nora.
Suzanne.
If I'm crying, it is not because I'm unhappy now. Oh, I'm so glad you came back. You know, when you called, I dreamed it would be a wonderful day. And there, it has turned out to be a most wonderful day after all.
Nora, what happened up there? You were certainly with her a long time.
I had to stay with her, Charles.
How is she?
She's very happy right now. I don't know how long it'll last.
Why? What's wrong?
Couldn't you guess?
No.
She thought we were in love with each other.
She did? Hey, wait a minute. Nora, you don't mean that.
Yes. That's just what I mean, Charles. Suzanne is in love with you. And in her state, that's a pretty serious matter.
But no, it's just impossible. Why, she's just a child. She's only 17.
I know, Charles. And a girl can fall pretty violently, pretty desperately in love at 17.
Nora, I can't believe this. Why, if I'd only known, if I'd only dreamed. Suzanne. Oh, that poor kid. That poor, desperate kid. Nora, what am I getting into here? What can I do about this?
Our guest this morning is from Chicopee Falls, Massachusetts, and she discovered that one way to get her man was to agree with his suggestion. When she wrote us, her name was Miss Dorothy Bogdan, but I understand that's been changed. Is that right, Dorothy?
Yes, now I'm Mrs. Martin.
Uh-huh. When were you married?
I was married last Saturday, and I'm here on my honeymoon.
Well, congratulations and best wishes. What was one of those suggestions of his that you followed, by the way?
Well, I was invited to an unexpected weekend party once, and I had no time to go to the beauty parlor, so he suggested my getting a Tony, and I did. And both the party and the Tony came out wonderful.
Do any other members of your family, Dorothy, have Tonys, by the way?
Oh, yes, all my sisters, and there are 10 of them, too.
It certainly is a large family. There's one explanation for Tony's great popularity, if nothing else. Tell me, do all your sisters have more or less the same type of hair?
No. Their coloring is different. It ranges from blondes to brunettes and from fine to heavy hair.
I see. And how does Tony do for your family? Work fine on all of them?
On all of them,
how many
yes.
Tonys have you had, by the way?
I've had 3 of them.
How long do they usually last you?
About a year.
Well, thank you ever so much, Mrs. Martin. You know, ladies, a Tony Wade looks just as lovely and lasts just as long as a $15 beauty shop permanent. Yet the Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2. The plastic curlers can be used again and again, so for your next Tony months later, all you need is the Tony refill for only $1. Yet there's no finer wave at any price. And that's why every month another million women use Tony Home Permanent. And for coming in, Mrs. Martin, here's the gift of a lifetime, a lovely 17-jewel Bulova wristwatch, and a Tony refill, so you can have your next Home Permanent on us.
Thank you.
Suzanne, suddenly, miraculously happy after her talk with Nora, has no idea that Charles Dobbs can't possibly return her love. And Dobbs, knowing the girl's background and aware of her almost abnormal sensitivity, faces a problem which he'll find very difficult to solve. Nora, anxious to help Suzanne, doesn't appreciate the rather cruel irony of the situation, for she's still completely blind to the fact that Charles Dobbs is falling in love with her. Be sure to listen Monday to another exciting episode of This Is Nora Drake with Joan Tompkins and Grant Richards, written by Milton Lewis and brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the wave that gives that natural look. Stay tuned now for We Love and Learn, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.